And speaking of those delegates, there are 72 at stake in Indiana, 13 superdelegates at stake there. Chicago Public Radio's Michael Puente reports.
As Hillary Clinton made her victory speech last night in Philadelphia, more than 700 miles away in Hammond, Indiana, Jennifer Wilson was ending another long day of working the phones. She was about to call it a night in this blue-collar city just outside of Chicago, but not before one more quick meeting to prepare for today. As a Clinton supporter, she'll make more cold calls to potential voters. Although a bit worn out, Wilson says Clinton's big win over Obama yesterday has re-energized her.
People want a change, not just a change, but a safe change.
Until a month ago, it had been 40 years since a primary presidential candidate even visited the state, leaving Hoosier voters with primary envy. Now, both Clinton and Obama have canvassed Indiana about a half a dozen times each, from the rural farms of southern Indiana to the Rust Belt and heavy minority cities like Gary. Now, no more envy, says Jennifer Wilson.
It's historical. People have not been this excited in an election ever. I'm 34 years old and I've never experienced this.
But Obama's loss in Philadelphia isn't slowing his momentum here.
He's won so many states and he's won so many delegates already that he's it.
That's Mike Repay, owner of the Flat Rock Bar in Hammond, Indiana, less than 20 miles away from Obama's home on Chicago's South Side. Repay hosted a primary watch party for Obama supporters last night at his cozy little bar. He says he hopes Clinton will ultimately do what he says is best for the Democratic Party.
What she needs to do is kind of see the writing on the wall and bow out gracefully, and it's time to heal the party. Let's go on.
There are still some undecided voters here, especially among the state's ever-growing Mexican-American population. Their issues, the economy, the housing crisis, and jobs. Jose Cordova runs a small residential mortgage company in northwest Indiana.
I'm looking at a small business angle, but I'm also looking at it as a Hispanic angle. You know, I'm torn between two.
Even though the Latino population is only 5% in Indiana, in such a close race, it could make all the difference. For NPR News, I'm Michael Puente in Chesterton, Indiana.